If she'd known then what she knows now. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
There's no question that we have huge inflation pressures, that inflation is really our top economic problem at this point, and that it's critical that we address it.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says when she previously called inflation transitory, she wasn't envisioning multiple COVID variants and a war in Ukraine impacting food and gas prices. She's also defending trillions in COVID relief, telling a Senate hearing when President Biden took office, the concern was high unemployment and people lining up for food. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune.
I think that there's no question that the $2 trillion bill last year overheated the economy, and it's why we have the mess that we have today.
He says Americans are getting a de facto pay cut from soaring prices. The World Bank is sharply downgrading its outlook for the global economy, predicting growth of just under 3%, down from January's forecast of more than 4%, pointing to Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, potentially widespread food shortages, and the risk of stagflation, high inflation combined with sluggish growth. At a Senate hearing on domestic terrorism, Texas Republican Ted Cruz says white supremacy is evil, but that Democrats in Congress use it as a weapon.
They try to use that as a proxy for attacking a political party they disagree with.
University of Chicago professor Dr. Robert Pape says the U.S. has an obligation.
And it's our political leaders, it's our community leaders, it's our university leaders. It's not just one side, and it's not simply a law enforcement problem.
He says a national conversation is needed about dangerous rhetoric. An American woman who led an all-female battalion of ISIS militants in Syria pleads guilty to providing material support to a terrorist organization. Allison Fluke Ekron appearing in federal court in Virginia today, now facing up to 20 years in prison. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Florida will spend hundreds of millions of dollars more on school safety.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs legislation today implementing even more steps recommended by the commission that investigated school safety concerns following the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. The bill directs $210 million towards school security to be spent on officer and staff training and security compliance. The same bill requires schools certify that 8 out of 10 staffers be trained in youth mental health awareness. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
State police in Arkansas are calling for a crash reconstruction team trying to figure out how a deadly collision happened yesterday between a large truck and a van from a school that serves disabled adults. Police say the van failed to yield when crossing a road, apparently not seeing oncoming traffic, and collided with the truck hauling cooking oil. Five people were killed, five others injured, including both drivers. Just in time for summer getaways, there's a recall of older tires on RVs. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration warning they can fail with deadly consequences.
It's been 19 years after the last tire was made, and Goodyear has now agreed to an NHTSA recall of more than 173,000 G159 RV tires that the government's been investigating since 2017, in which documents show the tire tread can separate from the body of the tires, causing drivers to lose control and increasing the risk of a crash that safety advocates say were designed only for delivery trucks and not for RVs at highway speeds. Tires that investigators say have killed or injured 95 people since 1998.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the Goodyear G159 tires were made from 1996 to 2003. The Dow's up 73 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.